Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is David Lewis. He's the director of a Corruption Watch to help us navigate how this should be and will be playing out. Very good morning. How are you?
Good. You, Howard?
I am good, thank you. So, although I guess a very well-worn, beaten South Africa shouldn't have been surprised by these allegations, we were. We managed to be, because maybe we chose him as our hero for COVID. Maybe we believed the promises of Cyril Ramaphosa. But either way, we once again were left horrified. How do we process this? And what is meant to happen? What should be happening from here on?
Well, I mean, he clearly has questions to answer, big questions to answer, and he hasn't answered them adequately yet. You know, my feeling, which is, you know, maybe a minority feeling, is that we are in a position in the Ramaphosa administration where we do things differently. If there is an SIU investigation being conducted.
Right.
And provided that they undertake and they actually do it sort of expeditiously, quickly, then I would prefer to let that investigation take its course before we started pressurizing and Mkhize to leave, to stand down from his position. Once that investigation has taken its course, and if the investigation basically confirms the prima facie view that he's involved in this, then I think he should step down immediately. You know, it may well be in his own interest and everybody else's interest that he steps down voluntarily, rather than that we go through the circus that we've gone through with the Mavishule issue. But whether he will or not, I don't know. But certainly,
have we seen anybody? Have we seen this with anyone within the ANC saying, "I want to step aside until my name is cleared, and then I will come back"? I don't think it's part of the ANC culture.
Well, interestingly, we've seen it with one ANC leader over an issue, you know, I think less serious than the one that we're dealing with now. That was Paolo Jordan, who stepped down over his failure to disclose that he didn't have a PhD, despite what everybody, despite the fact that everybody called him Dr. Jordan. And I think it's a great pity that Paolo's model has not been
followed,
you know, because there was a really important ANC leader. I mean, arguably more important than all the sort of minnows that have followed in his wake, that have, you know, accused of stealing vast amounts of money and yet insist on remaining in the ANC.
This is obviously very different. I mean, obviously there's some cases around the world where people hold on to power like this. But how is it possible to change this culture within the ANC that attracts people to power no matter what it is displayed against them, and what is shown?
Okay. I mean, it's a large question. That I mean, it's like, you know, what is the secret of life, kind of thing.
Do you think it's that difficult to answer?
It is a big question. I mean, how do you, you know, in a situation where the ANC, and I mean, Thabo Mbeki pointed this out a long time ago, has become, the membership or leadership of the ANC has become a quest for accumulation of wealth rather than a selfless thing that you did for your community. And politics has become a bit like this everywhere. I mean, politics has become professionalized. You know, even in my youth or childhood, you know, people got elected from their own communities to represent those communities in some way or another. And with our voting system, the proportional voting system as well, it's very difficult to keep individual leaders in check because they're not responsible to any particular constituency. They are to the party. That would help, I think, if we had a direct election of representatives. But it's a difficult problem, and the, you know, the only other way to make sure this gets done is to ensure that whatever they do is not done with impunity. In other words, that people are punished for what it is that they do, and that might make them think twice about doing it in the first place. Whether it would make it easier or more likely that they step down when their hands are apparently caught in the till. I'm not sure, but certainly, I mean, we have to avoid this kind of circus, as I said.
It was so interesting watching social media last night when the president was speaking, and the sentiment was incredibly negative around him, and a large amount of it was because of this whole the corruption, the allegations, his assurance that corruption was going to be a thing of the past. And the other problem with it is, and that I noticed on social media, was a lot of people saying, well, so we could be arrested or we could be charged for not wearing our masks in public, but if you steal 150 million rand, allegedly, and I'm not saying it either way, but if you steal and you're a government minister, well, there's no problem there because it's very unlikely that you're ever going to be charged.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's an interesting observation, and you know, it will rub off on Ramaphosa and on his administration. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he has consistently operated cautiously where it comes to dealing with ANC politics, and he is very good at timing his interventions, and I think the Mabushule intervention, although that took much longer than it should have taken, was well timed in the sense that he managed to, put his foot down in the Mabushule issue at a time when he didn't lose much support in the ANC for doing so. And I guess, you know, he's wanting to do that. Also, I do kind of sympathize with him. You know, having to fire or forced to step aside the health minister at the time of this pandemic, when in fact, in pandemic terms, I don't think that Mkhize has done a bad job necessarily. I have some sympathy for him, but I think he's going to have to move quite quickly on this.
Which is the very thing that he can't do. He's shown us over and over again. I mean, I've compared him to Hamlet in a way that he is absolutely unable to move. We all supported him as this Prince of Denmark. We knew that something was rotten in the state, but he was unable. He has shown us that he isn't able to move quickly enough.
Yeah, or he's not willing to move quickly if that means a further division in the ANC. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it will. I mean, I think, you know, as you comment about social media yesterday, I think it will earn him public support by doing this kind of thing. And I think that I think he's
stronger than he thinks he is, in a way.
There you go. I mean, I think with the public, certainly he's very strong, you know, and he'll forfeit that support if he doesn't.
Absolutely
move quickly,
right,
as you observed about social media yesterday.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, there we do have to leave it. David Lewis, Director of Corruption Watch. Keep doing the amazing work that you guys are doing.